The artist Norman Rockwell moved to Arlington, Vermont in 1939 and lived there with his family until 1953. During that time, Rockwell produced some of his best-known work. His neighbors and their children often served as models for his paintings. Last weekend, about 40 of those former models gathered at the Bennington Museum to recall the Norman Rockwell they knew. VPR's Susan Keese was there.
Norman Rockwell and his work are generating renewed interest and debate. One of his paintings recently sold for $46 million. A recent biography rates his Saturday Evening Post covers and calendars as fine art, but it paints a darker picture of Rockwell as distant and obsessive, a hypochondriac with possible homoerotic tendencies. The models at the Bennington Museum gathering aren't buying that interpretation.
That biography put Norman in a different light than what we knew him as. The people I know, the models I know, none of them would have anything to even come close to those, you know, those insinuations. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buddy Edgerton's family and the Rockwells were next-door neighbors.
Their kids and my family, we grew up together, yeah, so to speak. So, and we were handy for models. We all modeled. My grandmother, my dad, my mom, my sisters, myself, my dogs. We all had a chance to model one time or another.
Ruth Skelly was 11 when Rockwell showed up at her grandparents' farm in his rattletrap car. He was looking for a freckle-faced red-haired girl who knew how to shoot marbles. He'd already spoken with Skelly's parents.
He got ready to go, and then he turned and he said, do you have a green and white dress? And I said, yes. And he said, could you wear that? He said, I want you to make sure that your pigtails are still on. He said, with ribbons.
Rockwell paid Skelly $5, his standard fee. She spent the money on a Mickey Mouse watch. Bennington Museum curator Jamie Franklin says that Rockwell drew on real-life scenes, but he says there's always an element of fiction in Rockwell's paintings.
He captured a reality, but it's always a staged reality.
Mary Whalen posed for Rockwell many times. She says he always knew exactly what he wanted, and he always took the time to talk with her and explain the story he wanted the painting to tell. Whalen posed for A Day in the Life of a Girl, a series of vignettes in a single frame. Rockwell had been criticized for an earlier work, A Day in the Life of a Boy, because it didn't show the boy saying his prayers at bedtime. Whalen says Rockwell almost made the same mistake in her painting. He called Whalen's mother in a panic and said, we've got to add another picture.
And I got down there and he said to me, Mary, I don't know anything about saying prayers. So you go over there and you kneel down as if you know how to say your prayers. So I went over and knelt down. He mussed up my hair and we did that picture. But I think it was very indicative of Norman. He listened to his people.
Whalen also posed for the now famous painting of the schoolgirl with a black eye. She says Rockwell struggled with that black eye.
And he was just getting a bit frantic because, as anybody knows who posed for Norman, it had to be right.
Finally, he put an ad in the paper and found a boy in Massachusetts with just the shiner he was looking for. He painted the boy and put the black eye on Whalen. The models say Rockwell was a workaholic. Melinda Pelham's father took many of the photographs that Rockwell liked to work from. She recalls him calling on Christmas to ask her dad to come and work. She says it was the only time she ever heard him say no to the man who turned his neighbors and their town into American icons. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.